guys. Open your ears.
And lower your expectations.
It's time for a bit much. I just got a text from my mom that said, "You never told me about that email. That was a solid offer. But let me tell you something. With my diet, it wasn't going to be solid."
Nothing solid about it.
Oh, hey, guys. Welcome to episode 3 of A Bit Much. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Ryan.
And this is A Bit Much.
And this is A Bit Much.
Welcome, guys. Okay, so we did it. Three
Made
episodes.
It to 3 episodes. Mm. Tripod.
Oh,
I thought about that in the shower this morning. A tripod.
Did you think about how you wished you were a tripod?
My nickname in high school was Tripod. But that's because I was really into telescopes. I was an astronomy nerd, and I would carry around. They'd be like, "Hey, tripod," and then beat me up.
I guess we should start by talking about what's been going on.
Yeah,
lives,
what's been going on this week?
Well, tragedy struck San Francisco. The IHOP near our apartment closed down.
Out of nowhere. How can I myself probably put 22 grand a year into that IHOP. How can it close down?
That IHOP is significant to me because it is the start of our trash lives.
It was.
Because
it was a tipping point.
It was literally the tipping point where we were like, you know what? We don't give a fuck. We're gross. Anymore.
We used to try to go to the grocery store and like I would try to cook like maybe twice a week. And then we just hit a point where we were like, nope, we're
not
garbage humans.
Happening. We're trash people. And it was because we just were like, you know what? I don't feel like sitting in IHOP, but I want to eat IHOP. So it started with IHOP to go. That was
IHOP
our gateway takeout. It was our gateway takeout. We started telling our friends we were doing it. The looks of disgust on their
like,
face.
One, you're doing takeout every night. And two, like IHOP takeout. It's like rock bottom.
And you know what? We saw their shame. And we didn't feel it.
Yeah.
So that's the key to life, guys, is
really,
don't give a fuck
going.
About what other people think, and you do you.
Yeah.
If that means you want IHOP to go 3-4 days out of the week,
when
do it.
Friends and family are worried about you, just keep plowing through.
Yeah.
Don't listen to
their
anything.
Their pancakes are
drinking
so
too much.
Sweet.
Yeah, just keep going. Too much IHOP, go ahead, plow through.
So good.
It was sad though. We drove by it. It was all boarded up, like out of nowhere, just
for
like,
lease,
gate around.
You know,
and we were like,
it was painful.
I hope
words.
Another IHOP goes in. What are the odds of that?
Someone else was like franchise opportunity.
They're like, this is perfect. It's
oh
already
God.
Built like an IHOP.
But this is how I know the universe is just with me. I'm the only special person in the universe. The universe cares specifically about me, okay?
Yes.
And what's going on in my
of course.
Life.
We're all just Sims in your actual reality.
I did recently download The Sims, and I have been playing it a lot. And it's great.
Becoming an issue.
It actually kind of is. So this is how I know the universe is on my side. We drive past it. I'm sad as all hell. I'm like, Ryan, our IHOP.
Gone.
Our IHOP is gone.
We were going to get married there.
I was waiting for a proposal there,
I was going to get a rootin' tootin' fruitin' pancake, and I was going to put a ring right in the middle of it.
Oh, man. Okay, well, there goes my life.
So, sorry.
This is a lot
Never
sadder
getting
than I
married
even
now.
Thought it was. So, what comes on the radio? Counting Crow cover of Joni Mitchell. You know the song I'm talking about. Ryan, shall we? It goes.
And I'll take a stand. It is one of the few covers that are better than the original. No, not at
no.
all. It is the exact
Ryan,
opposite of that.
Let's refresh their memory.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
I hop, 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 hop. Bye, hop, 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 hop. Joni Mitchell, please don't sue me. I'm literally named after one of your songs.
That took me and Chelsea 45 minutes to rehearse. And I'm interested. I kind of feel like I sung that really good.
I thought so, too.
I think
both of us did a really good job.
We'll get Nick to auto-tune the shit out of that. But
oh, my God. Can we get an auto-tune version? Hold on. Yes. I hop, 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 hop.
I hop, 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 hop.
They paved paradise and put up a Rudy tune.
Cool, that might be. Oh, and listen, if they take all the trees and put them in a tree museum. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But $1.50 to see some trees, that is not that much. Especially in the future with inflation. That's practically a free museum of trees. I would go.
Inflation isn't makes things cheaper. It makes things more expensive.
Exactly. So if it's $1.50 in the future, that's like nothing. That's going to be like pennies.
Yeah, I was thinking the $1.50 was in the 70s and that now it's, you know, it's 2020.
But it's so an investment that makes more money.
You're into the idea of stealing all of the natural resources.
No.
And then charging people to look at them.
No, what I am saying is if a tree museum exists and I was like, you know, I think I'd be into it. And if they're like, it's only $1.50. I'd be like, I'm there.
I can guarantee that if I took you to an arboretum and was like, it costs $1.50 to come in, you would be like, nah, I don't think
so. Oh, no way.
Oh, speaking of arboretum.
I would throw it down.
Villanova won the championship.
Villanova's the national arboretum.
They have a lot of different trees.
It like used to be, and then that's still like a myth that came around. But
they definitely still tell all the prospective freshmen that on their like tours. They're like, we're actually an arboretum.
Yeah.
This tree is labeled. Look,
there's plants labeled. But Villanova won a championship. I went to Villanova undergrad and grad school. Chelsea went to Villanova.
My boys in blue, baby. My boys. These guys, man. The courage, the determination. My boys know how to take care of the ball. They dribble it. They swish it. They do it all. Passes, passes, passes.
Chelsea's been driving me nuts because she has not watched a single game. And now she's just kind of like tongue-in-cheek making fun of me by doing like, my boys. Oh, probably so many swishes tonight. They know how to run that three ball.
Baby, how are my boys doing? Tell me about my boys in blue. Yeah, so it's really Ryan's biggest fantasy is that I'm just a completely different person than I am. And mm-hmm. I care about the college we went to. I feel some sort of camaraderie with my fellow Vanilla Novans. And I'm just not really there because, I mean, we'll get into, you know, why I went there. But it was just to entrap you in my Venus flytrap relationship.
She came for me. But my whole family went to Villanova. My mom used to work at Villanova. Like, they were pretty diehard Villanova people. And Chelsea does
don't
not give
whole
a
family.
Fuck.
You're first generation.
Yes. My mom and dad did not go to Villanova. But both of my brothers went to Villanova. My cousin went to Villanova. My mom worked there. So big Nova people.
And your baby girl went there.
Baby girl. And then she broke up with me and I met Chelsea.
Every baby girl you've ever had was a young undergrad, even as you aged out still.
Hey,
it was actually pretty fun. We'd go to the, what was it, homecoming? And you were all there with your bros, your frat bros, and you're all, I don't know, 6 years out of college or something. Uh-huh. And everyone had to wear a name tag of like when they graduated.
Yeah.
And let's say we're there in 2009 or 2010. Yeah, my name tag said class of 11, and everyone was like, wait, you're dating someone at the school?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Well, you're 4 years older than me. I don't think that's that.
I'm four insane. Years older.
I'm 4 years older than you. Did I say the other way?
I need to get my skincare game up. Oh, my God. More masks, please. Oh, we also really need to address the other hot issue from last week.
Yes.
The use of Internet Explorer. I'm glad one of you got the message and stopped listening to the podcast.
That was me.
Now, I don't want to make this person feel bad because she came clean. She works at an office that is decrepit. Not my words, not hers. And they just have old technology.
It's she works at Internet Explorer.
She's the only employee.
That's the only reason. I don't care if you are, you know, a pyramid, you know, like there's no reason to have Internet Explorer unless you actually work for Internet Explorer.
But if her boss is listening, you should fire her because she's listening at work.
Yeah. What a snitch. Chelsea just ratted you hard.
So the mystery is solved. It's a really bad employee.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad worker. A bad, bad worker.
Bad person.
Is using internet. Yeah, I'll say she's a bad person.
I already did.
Yeah.
But you can't rip on it too bad. We all come from archaic
We do, but we grow. Computers, you know?
And information.
I did my stint on AOL.
Everyone did. You remember the CDs? You had them, said you have shit they ton of CDs.
They sent so many CDs. Yeah, we had one AOL account for my family. So everything about the profile, like, I mean, my dad didn't set up like a capital lowercase profile, but it was, you know, I'm Brendan, I'm 30, mm-hmm. and it was probably like BrendanMoylan@AOL.com mm-hmm. or something. And the issue, though, was that I, Chelsea, a five-year-old, was using AOL, but on this account. And so, I mean, what did I want to go to? That little, you know, that button that was about kids. I wanted to go to the homework help.
Yeah, yeah.
I would go to the homework
AOL
help.
AOL chat homework help.
And I would get kicked out because they would say, you're a 30-year-old man. You're not allowed to come in here for homework help. And I'd be like, can you guys explain multiplication to me? And like, yeah. Like,
why is Chelsea failing math?
Like, homework help won't help me, you know, if you won't help the kids.
It thinks I'm a pedophile.
But it was true. It definitely did think I was a pedophile. And, you know, I get it. It was a 30-year-old man being like, if I had two apples and Johnny had two apples, how many apples do I have? And they're like, get out of here, Brendan.
Get out of here, you creep. That's crazy. Those early moderators, all they probably did was like, we got enough. Brendan's back in here. Like, God damn it.
Put my dad on like a watch list. Yeah, he's probably there.
Oh, that would. So when I was little, so we've already established I'm much older than you. So when I first started playing with the internet.
In 1935?
I was like 13. Okay. Because you were much younger, warning about the internet. And we had one family computer in our basement. And we did, was it Kazaa?
Oh,
do you remember Kazaa? Like, you would download music and play it on your Winamp skin.
Oh, my Winamp skin was Powerpuff Girls.
Really? I had like the 8 ball.
Well, I had like 75 and I would change it daily.
Yeah, you can switch them up and you do the little visualizations. Like,
that was like how the first thing like my friends and I would be like, oh, what's your Winamp skin right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mine's Powerpuff. Cool? Yeah, no, I changed mine. Mine's like Betty Boop. It was such a weird badge.
Well, I figured out on Kazaa that you could download videos. So then at first I'm like, oh, cool, videos. Then I figured out, oh, you can download videos of naked people. That was my first like, oh, porn exists internet. Whoa, right? So I started like, downloading, but it was always like in my head, like I was like, these are like 30-year-old, 20-year-old women. I'm 13. So I started searching.
Yuck. Old women are gross.
I don't want some. That's like, ugh, that's like my mom's age. I don't want some, you know, like I don't want to see my neighbors naked. So I started typing in 13-year-old naked 13-year-old boobs and like things like that, and so I probably went to some dark corners of the internet without knowing they were dark corners of the internet, and I'm sure I got us on some sort of watch list. And I remember like after like a month of this, all of a sudden my mom and dad are mad at each other and the computer is off limits.
Uh-oh.
So I never clarified, like, of course, I've never brought this up. And maybe if my parents actually are able to figure out how podcasts work and listen to this one day, they might actually know. But I kept wondering if my mom saw internet history and saw like 15-year-old naked, 13-year-old naked, 14-year-old naked, and was like, they were either like, get the kids off of this and I'm mad about that. Or they were like, Joe, which is my dad's name, like.
I mean,
you a creep. My dad's like the nicest.
There's a couple aspects to the story. Number one, that your mom would know how to look up search history. That's already a stretch.
My mom's bad at the internet, but good at finding things to guilt you about.
True.
So if there's one technological area she could expand herself to, it would be something to like fuck us over. And now I really hope my mom's not listening.
Kisses, Barb.
Love you, Mom.
Oh, gosh. Well.
So we both might have been on, like, government watch.
Oh, no. I've been on the other end. So speaking of people you had to be friends with because your mom was friends with them, Cheryl Barrymore from last week.
Speaking of something we spoke about.
No. Because
almost a week ago.
Because I'm going to. That's the last time they interacted with us. Because I'm going to tell you about an actual childhood friend I had who was one of those our moms were friends person.
Now, would this person be listening too? You don't want to.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
She was. I don't even want to get into the whole backstory because she was really, really strange. But when she wasn't at a Star Trek convention or explaining to me about how she started masturbating when she was 6 years old. She was like, you should come over to my house and let's talk to guys on the internet. Mm. And I'm like 10 to 12 years old at this point. So she was really into talking to pedophiles on the internet and being like, we're sexy twins. And then Googling a picture of twins and like sending somebody a picture of twins and being like, that's us. We're hot and beautiful and sexy twins. And she arranged meetings.
What?
Like I wish we could send this to the police. No, she's not. I think she became a prostitute. I don't know for sure, but I think that was kind of maybe something that was hinted at. Anyways, but
what's her full name?
Not telling. So she literally would set up. This is also just like, oh, really? So believable. But there definitely were dick pics sent to us as children.
Oh.
There definitely was sexting that was not typed by me. And I was just like, this is all crazy. And then I would be like, Mom, do I have to go there again?
She's like, just hang out with her.
I didn't explain it to my mom. But after the fact, she like thinks it's hilarious. Which, like, fucked up, Mom.
Yeah, Mom, come on.
And the meetings, quote unquote, that she would arrange were to meet us at Pleasures of the Heart in San Rafael on 4th Street, which was a sex store. Like,
that's such a kid. Meet me at the sex shop for sex.
We're hot twins.
We're twins. That's what guys like, right?
So
it's terrible.
So I survived.
Yeah, by the skin of your teeth. Jeez.
Barely. But I distinctly remember this one man who was in San Jose, and I'll never forget, he said he wanted to bend us over a sink and fuck us from behind. And that,
a sink?
Yeah,
a
sink. Hmm. I don't know.
I could wash our hands afterwards.
Yeah, like maybe we could like play with toys in the sink because children.
Why a sink? Bend you over a sink. That's an interesting choice.
Well, that was his fantasy, and he was the one she said for us to meet at the place. So,
well, I wish you guys were around when I was typing in 14-year-olds naked.
No.
We could have met so much earlier.
We could have. We were destined.
What a creepy bow to tie on the end of the story.
Speaking of children.
Oh,
speaking of children,
I know what you're going to talk about.
Oh my God, look at me go! I'm a little segwayer. Boom!
You're doing good on this.
We need to address the bit baby versus muchacho vote.
Oh my gosh, you guys came out in droves.
The voter,
and it hung out for a while. It was 50-50, and then it just kind of.
I'm proud of all of you exercising your civic duty. Thank you so much for voting. I think it's pretty obvious. Y'all are bit babies.
Well, we did not say this. One, we didn't say this was a contest to officially name. And secondly, I am contesting the
election. Under what grounds?
Lots of different grounds. One, in the picture, you led with the baby first. Psychologically, you're already prompting it. Two, you told someone, oh, I'm disappointed in you after they put a muchacho vote. That's called voter intimidation. And third, they're all bit babies, which means they're not even legally old enough to vote. Therefore, ooh, their votes don't count.
I think you
I have several lawyers. I have several lawyers who will be in touch. They're outside. My muchacho resistance, I am with you. Fight on. Rise up. Rise up.
That's the call and call. That's the
you are way too good at that, by the way.
That's the fighting call of the bit baby army. I am activating you.
The muchachos don't have to talk. They just look and they just put their fist up and they just go, rise up. And they know.
No.
Muchachos, I am with you. I will not let this go down.
Goo goo gaga, we're going to get you. We have a lot of bodily functions we can send your way. War is on.
The war has officially been declared amongst the bit babies and the muchachos.
Only the strong will survive.
Oh, what was that? Oh, God.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
That was a class 5 EVP. It got very cold in here right now, Chelsea. I don't know what's going on.
I'm turning blue.
Oh, my God.
Help me.
You can feel the energy change. It's very creepy.
It's
There's
time.
Orbs. I saw an orb.
It's time.
It's time for Get Ghosted. Oh my God. Spooky voice.
Spooky time, USA.
This is our corner where we talk about all things paranormal because me and Chelsea are freaks and love scary, paranormal, terrible TV shows.
So you guys, you obviously know about Chip Coffee.
We've already mentioned him
apparently every episode. Mm. He truly come up every episode.
Yeah, I didn't think last episode, but he did. Yeah.
So because we talked about him and it had been a long time since we had talked about him, it just like awoken, you know, the love inside of me. So I just Googled Chip Coffee. I just wanted to look at pictures of him to make me happy. Mm-hmm. And I discovered that man is never not wearing a tiny, delicate scarf.
He's always got a scarf on.
And it was like
talking to ghosts. It gets cold. You got to put a scarf on.
But so I'm going to put a slideshow up on our Instagram of just a bunch of beautiful pictures of Chip wearing scarves. There's headshots with scarves, casual photos with scarves, fan pics with scarves.
So love scarves.
Every appearance, he's got a scarf. I did find one picture when he wasn't wearing a scarf, but honestly, I don't believe that's him.
Yeah, it's probably Photoshopped.
I think that's Photoshopped. I think someone Photoshopped the scarf out.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because never seen it. Don't buy it. Don't believe it. But you know what else doesn't believe anything? The Bay Area skeptics.
So this is the group that came at Chip hard. This is a group of individuals that don't believe in ghosts. They can't fathom
that
people are talking to humans.
And
they went at Chip hard. Explain how they.
So I just was Googling Chip Coffee, and this one came up. And it's what was his website again? What's his name? James Randi or something?
Oh yeah. James Randi has like since the '70s been like disproving psychics and healers and stuff like that. He's like Skeptic Society, American Skeptic Society or something like that. He's like the big skeptic. Like,
why do you gotta focus your life on trying to, you know, why you gotta bring me down?
Yeah, like why go
I like
Chip?
The paranormal. I like psychics, you know? why gotta make me feel bad?
Like it'd be the same thing as going to like a magic show and then being like, it's not actually magic. It's like we know. Yeah. I mean, there are people out there that literally think all this is real, but.
Me?
Chelsea's on it.
Ask me how many psychics I've been to.
Yeah, you have.
A lot.
You've been to a lot of psychics.
They're amazing.
I do too, but I like them. I think it's fun, but it's I don't like believe. But
so anyways, these jerks, if I say so myself, I saw on the James Guy's website an article about Operation Bumblebee, which happened on our home turf.
What?
San Jose, so you know, Bay Area.
All right.
This made me angry. Operation Bumblebee was a covert operation to infiltrate one of Chip's shows and disprove his psychic and medium abilities. What? And you know what? I'm mad.
If you come at the king, you best not miss. Did they miss?
Well, we'll get into that. But really. What I want to say is that Operation Bumblebee, I'm going to counter that. What kills the bees? Climate. Operation Climate Change is coming for you. Hashtag save the bees. Hashtag that's a shout out to my mom because
mom
this woman is obsessed with saving bees. She's a painter and she'll paint a really nice painting and then she'll deface it by writing save the bees on there and some other inspirational phrase. And it's just like pisses me off.
She sent it to us and then what we did was we pulled out like Monet's and Renoir, like just classic, you know, paintings, and then wrote like inspirational
dance
things.
As if no one's watching. Yeah. Like
aim, on Stars, Star, and Note, I put aim for the stars. It's like that's how you ruin a painting in a second. Like
it's like beautiful abstract art, and this woman insists on writing save the bees or like putting a bee on it. And I'm just like, ladies.
She's a great artist, but no words on your paintings.
So this one's for you, Mom.
Oh, Operation Bumblebee too. Like if you're gonna try to do something cool and hip, you don't call it Operation Bumblebee. Like there's nothing cool or tough about that at all.
Yeah, and you know what? I saw a picture of the ragtag motley crew that they had. They're all people that are like in community theater. Like,
yeah.
I've had theater experience. It was easy for me to pretend to be a woman who's lost my son. So what they did is they went to one of Chip's shows in San Jose, and they all had arranged this beforehand, but then acted like some of them knew each other, some of them just meeting or whatever. And it was everybody had a story. So this one woman had pictures of a toddler, and it was that her son died. One woman pretended that her sister had died in 9/11, which like kind of a fucked up lie to do. So anyways, one guy pretended, I don't know, but anyway, he wore all green, this main guy who like wrote the article, to like really stand out in the crowd. Because
that was his big technique.
Yeah, their whole thing was they were like showboating and trying to be super obvious. So that way the quote unquote, you know, coffee team that was out in the audience. Because this is the criticism that occurs, is that, you know, there's these lobbies where all the sad people who are going to these psychic things sit around and they talk about the lost ones, and they talk about how they died, you know, what they want to hear and different things like that, who they're hoping to hear from. And
back.
Then someone is like, you know, listening in, and then it's like, okay, we've got like a blonde lady in a red dress who says that her husband died. She's hoping to see from him. And then they figure out where she's seated, and then they'll know to be like, okay, stage left, like go to the red, blah, blah, blah. So that's one of the criticisms of like John Edwards and the psychics and whatnot. So these people were really loud and obvious in the lobby, and they were like, oh, I hope I hear from my son. Like, oh, Gregory, amazing to see you. And like, you know, just really making a big
to-do.
And they talked all about it really loudly. And then he wrote in the article about how then they were like in the crowd and he was like pointing at the girl and was like, 9/11, right? Or, you know, like basically was – and they
was
like,
it right was, on? Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, he got our story, yada, yada. But I'm putting this out there is that, okay, if you're, you know, shitting on his medium skills or whatever, maybe he's a psychic still.
Ooh,
and was reading
and
your
head saying he's going to say 9/11, and he goes 9/11.
Yeah, because
I
you're
knew it.
Like you're willing
thinking
it to
about
him.
It.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're listening,
he's listening in his mind's eye.
Yeah.
He can feel it. He's probably when he walks around the Bay Area, he's like noticing something. My neck is a little colder than usual, despite my scarf. He probably knows something's going on.
Chip, if you're listening, I still believe.
Yeah, and there's always an open seat here for you.
We have a third mic. We'd love to have you on.
You can take mine. That's what Chelsea wants. Coffee.
Welcome
morning
to
coffee
much.
With Chelsea.
With Chip and Chelsea.
Chip and Chelsea. That works better. I will gladly step down if Chip comes in.
Please. That would be amazing.
And guess what? Second sponsor for a bit much.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, boom, cha-ching.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Make stacks
all aboard,
on stacks.
Train to Profitville. Chugga, 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 chugga.
Train to Profitville. I wanted that cut out. It's staying.
I told
and
you.
And now it's the tagline of all Train to. Well, behindtheblush.ca also site crashed. Flights to Canada got stopped because so many people were booking flights to Canada. People were like, what is going on? So sorry about that. It's Behind the Blush. But now we got a new sponsor, Pigment Studio.
Ooh, what's Ooh. Pigment Studio, right?
I'm glad you asked, Chelsea. Pigment Studio is in
You New didn't Zealand. Do your homework.
No. I was trying to for a second. It's in New Zealand, which is like a cooler, more mature Australia.
It's
like
the Brooklyn of Australia?
It's the Brooklyn of Australia. If Australia had a little brother and it went to grad school and was like awesome to talk to, it'd be New Zealand.
Okay.
So right away, awesome. And they have tons of just beautiful jewelry, neck bracelets, which I like a lot, and wrist necklaces.
Oh.
They're gorgeous, first of all. Everything looks really nice.
I'm partial to the Peggy earrings. Those are quite beautiful.
That. Yeah. The other thing about it, all the names of their jewelry seem to be just great girl names. So even if you don't like jewelry and you're thinking about like maybe having a kid, or you're Prego and you're trying to think of like, oh, what should I name this, you know, this little demon seed of mine? You have all these names. They're like Edith and Abigail and Betty and Peggy. Like it's a name glossary. Go through. Find a cute name. While you're there, find some cute bracelets. Pop those suckers on.
Oh, so basically it's an online store for jewelry and an online baby name database.
In one.
Twofer.
Genius.
Genius.
So everyone go. The website is pigmentstudio.co.nz. Go there. Crash their server. No Internet Explorer traffic, please.
Yeah, we've specifically instructed her to block all Internet Explorer traffic because those aren't the kind of customers you want.
Exactly.
Except please don't name your child Edith, because that is the name of my future demon seed. Yeah.
This isn't like our announcement that she's pregnant or anything. It's just in the future, if we ever have a baby, she wants to name it Edith.
Because I like Grey Gardens.
Oh, is that what's from Edith?
I mean, I just like Edie so much because like Edie Sedgwick.
Like the raccoons.
Yeah. Mother dear, no, he doesn't like the raccoons. We can't go over there. No. Oh, yeah. Mother doesn't like me to
Mother
do that.
Mother doesn't like.
You got to wear it like this.
That was the best.
I just, you know, I hope I could change my name to Edie and then have my little Edie and then we could go live in squalor together.
I like
it's
it.
It's what every mother hopes for.
A decrepit mansion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, thanks to everyone for listening. We got how many listens did we get so far? Seven. That's huge, guys.
Yeah. Seven
killing
listens.
It. Seven listens. That's huge. That's Planet Money numbers coming at you.
Yeah, we're hot on their trail.
Hot on their trail. Right behind Ken Rudin. Rudith? Rudin.
Oh, I love Ken Rudin, political junkie.
You are obsessed with Ken Rudin. Oh, my God.
I'm an OG podcast listener. When I was in my freshman year of college, that's when I started listening to podcasts. So that was the year 2006. I used to listen to the Battlestar Galactica episode recaps.
You're such a nerd.
With the creator Ron something, I think it was, but it was also like kind of like before I knew about ASMR, but he kind of would do it because he would drink a whiskey
ASMR.
Glass and he would shake it and be like, I've got my whiskey, and then like it would clink.
But you won't let me drink whiskey.
This
here.
Is not Battlestar Galactica recaps, okay?
Fine,
can't do it. Ron something, I forget, not Ron Perlman. And so he would do recaps about, you know, Starbucks motivation was this. It was really sensual and informative. And you know, that's why I was a fucking loser.
So you were early on the podcast.
Yes, I'm big on the podcast thing. When I have a podcast I love my podcasts.
Yeah. One time Chelsea got – very rarely does Chelsea get drunk, but one time she got so drunk – and I was trying to take care of her and put her to bed. And she was like, I was like, what? And she's like, can you put on Planet Money?
Put on Planet Money. That's what drunk Chelsea wanted.
Yeah. And I was like, all
right. To fucking learn about the economy friends.
Let's see if any of this information downloads. I doubt.
Quiz me in the morning.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if anytime you got hammered, you just had photographic like memory of things? Like you could just study, like turn a tape on, hammered, and say, yeah, now I know this whole book.
I actually do feel like one alcoholic drink in me gets me to like the level that, I don't know, maybe normal people feel, which sounds like sad to say.
No, that's what most people with addiction issues say. Like, oh, now I feel normal.
It's well,
like,
I don't, but it does feel like I'm highly productive. Like when I would go out drinking, I couldn't sleep in on those mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would wake up at like 7 and be like, I feel like cleaning my apartment. Like I'm actually
that's
like a pretty
best,
productive
like,
drunk
ever.
Person. Yeah.
I am not.
But then I'm now in my late 20s. And if I drink like 2 drinks, I'm effed the next day.
I'm productive in the sense that like I'll produce vomit all over the bathroom or produce poop in my ex's mailbox. Like, that's how productive I am.
Actually, you're really helpful. You're helpful drunk, though.
Am I?
You did help me quite a bit.
Oh,
that
my God.
Same night as Planet Money night.
Do you want to explain this, or do you want me to? From
I mean, I feel like I like it better from your perspective.
Okay, so you know when you're a boyfriend, you have to be asked to do a lot of things. Sometimes
like rub my head, brush my hair.
I'm feeling sick, and I can take care of you. Or, you know, some guy just starts whipping off at you. Girl, you gotta toughen up.
Buy me this.
This was an experience that I had never experienced coming along. Was I got to make sure I word this delicately, so feel free. Chelsea was very, very drunk.
We've established
and,
that. No need to rub it in.
Was trying to fall asleep without changing her tampon.
No, drunk Chelsea is just as paranoid as alive Chelsea and is highly afraid of toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah, but like you were kind of in bed and you were like, go, but you were like, I got to change it. And I was like, let's go.
Okay.
You were drunk. You don't remember this. I did this. I remember it clearly. Every time I close my eyes, I see it.
Okay.
But essentially, I had to change Chelsea's tampon because she was just super, super drunk. Never done it before. It was a bit like, you know, those toys where you like pull the string like that. But instead of fun, it was horrific. And so for me, it was like when a magician has like those like tied together scarves in his arm, it felt so long. I thought it would just be a little boop, but it was like, I was like, oh, it's still good. Yeah.
I do wear 17 tampons tied together, actually.
Yes, okay.
It's highly absorbent.
That was normal, but that made sense. Okay.
But you pull it out, and then I need a new one.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh shit. So then I was like, I don't know how to do that part.
So like, I was you like, have to I teach was like, me. I was like, don't worry about it. I got it. Just
I tried to put
to
it
me.
On with the wrapper. The wrapper's still on. She was like, it's fine, it's fine. And then you just like, bup, 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 and did it super. And I was like, well, hold on, you were too drunk to pull it out. But not too drunk to be like, no, let me read this open real fast, blah, 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 and get all. It seems harder to put it in than take it out. So I felt a little duped. Like, this might be Chelsea power struggle. Yeah, I'm not going to get this fucking guy to pull out my tampon now. Let's see who really owns the pants in this relationship. Have you ever changed any diaper like apparatus for me? No.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, don't even try.
The look on your face, though, is pure fear.
What did I do? When did that happen?
Pure fear. Thank you. Thank you for being a good boyfriend who changed my tampon and put on Planet Money and tucked me into bed.
That's a real man right there. You got to pull a lot of strings to be Chelsea's boyfriend. Get it? Because the strings and the
tampon. We're done.
It's over.
Okay. We're done.
Now I understand. So if you made it this far in the podcast, let us know by putting the red balloon emoji on the A Bit Much Pod.
That's
Instagram.
The most tampon-esque emoji.
It's like, what else are you going to do? Like a drop of blood? No, you do the balloon.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's like the balloon is the best.
The balloon is the best.
The needle is the
opposite. So let us know you actually got this far. Throw it up on our Instas.
And then throw up yourself, because this podcast is disgusting.
Right? Like, I kind of thought we were going to be kind of highbrow. So far, it's been like dicks, poop, and now menstrual blood. Like, we are...
run the gamut.
Yeah, we're really potties.
Bodies aren't shameful.
Good point. That is, all that stuff is a natural
thing.
Except
how much you sweat. That's very unnatural.
Oh my God, it's horrific.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. We can't wait to see all of your little tampons on our Instagram feed. And I just want to say... good night, my little bit babies.
99 loof balloons. 'Cause that's crazy.
Baby bears bounce on bumpy buttholes.
What?
Baby bears bounce on buddy butthole. Baby ba 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 la 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 la. Bumblebees are bad boys. Bumblebees are bad boys.
Bumblebees bop basketballs.